I've asked the disability watchdog to look at banning them from life from the NDIS. I don't want them anywhere near this scheme. They've failed fundamentally as the code and the standards which you expect of people.
Well, you saying that, does that mean it happens automatically?
The disability watchdog is independent, but when I put my mind to something, I'll make it happen. I'll do everything I can within my power. I've spoken to Lorraine and Robert, and I think that everyone owes Leanne at least that much to make sure that these people are banned for life from the NDIS.
We're talking about the workers here very heavily, but what about the management?
The workforce should have been supervised. Scope should have done a better job.
Welcome back to another episode of Operation Evil. And I forgot to look at what number. Oh, we're at 101.
101.
101. And this episode is made for you, brought to you, and written for you by Rachel. And she is calling it Leanne Didn't Deserve It, right? Or deserve
it. Leanne
this.
Doesn't deserve it.
Something like that.
Leanne doesn't deserve this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's another one that will piss you right off.
Well, you're good at that.
You're good at that too.
And I just want to say, I finished, before you jump into your story, I watched Baby Reindeer and I finished it. And I highly recommend that you watch it.
Okay.
That is all.
This is based on a true story, right?
What, Baby Reindeer?
Uh-huh.
It is, and I didn't know that when I watched it.
I definitely want to watch it now.
Like, it has inspired me to look into something like that, you know, to cover.
That's funny that you say that, because this story, I watched 60 Minutes Australia, and that's why I'm doing this story. And also, there is that movie that I told you about, Miranda's Victim. It's on Hulu. Everybody should watch it because it kind of gives a backstory on the victim that was affected by Miranda rights. Like, that one's another one. It's like, you kind of know the story, but do you really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I forgot that you told me to watch it. You know, I was like crocheting, doing my grandma crafts last night. I was just playing Evil Lives Here, like season 15, like, I don't know. I've watched 3 or 4 episodes. It was nuts. But anyways.
Is it ones you've watched before or brand new ones?
No, they were new ones to me. I didn't watch them yet, so. I love that show.
Also, before we start, too, I just want to say, because I think we wanted to say it in our last episode, but we were so, like, in the story, like, all about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of mention, like, our past guests. I don't know. I just want to say again, like, thank you to all the guests that have, like, gotten us to where we are. It sounds so cliche. Thank you for getting us to where we are. Yeah. But I mean, like, we seriously have downloads and people listening because they're listening to their story.
Yes. And thank you to our new Patreon member that I don't think we got to shout out last time just because of the timing is Michaela. Thank you for joining and welcome.
And thank you for all your kind comments, too.
Yes, we love it. We appreciate you. I think that's all the housekeeping I have.
Yeah, we could gush all over people.
I know, all day. Wait,
that didn't, whatever. Never mind, I just said that. Never mind.
Okay.
Sure. Sure. Okay, so like I said, I watched the 60 Minutes Australia episode. And I was like, oh my God, I have to get this out of my head. I just have to. Now, this episode was only, I watched it on YouTube about a week ago. And I've noticed since then that people are making TikToks. There's already like some stuff, I think, on Instagram. There's a Facebook group that's already been created. There's a petition that's going on. So let me tell you why. Now, Leanne Mackey, she has spent most of her life in some sort of like assisted living facility. The place that she lived in was a supported independent living facility, and it's called Scope. And I think that Scope is like it's a big company, like in Australia. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but, you know, it's a place where people who with severe disabilities, they can be taken care of properly, be given the therapies that they need, and, you know, have more of an independent life away from their parents. So why can't Leanne live on her own? The reason why is because she has cerebral palsy and it's severe. Now, cerebral palsy hits me very close to home. And this is another reason why I had to do this episode, because she's technically my cousin, but we were raised as sisters together in the same house. And when I saw Leanne on the TV, I thought that could be Marcy. That could be her. And it's disgusting the way what happened to her. Luckily, my aunt and the family that I live in, we were able to keep Marcy at home, and she was able to go to grade school and things like that. And there was always someone there to take care of her, and there will always be someone there to take care of her. It's not an easy job. It's like having a baby your whole life. And not every person, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, but some people can do it and some people just don't have that extra support. So they need support elsewhere.
And I understand that. You have a big family that pitches in and does that.
And like I said, nothing against, please don't think that I'm saying anything bad about Leanne's parents.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't think you are.
Good.
Yeah. Not everyone has the resources, especially now where people are having to work multiple jobs and all those things. It's like some people need all around care.
Yeah. And like 24/7.
And they can't do it. They want to. So they have to have outside help.
They just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. That's definitely okay.
Yeah. And, you know, when this happens, we entrust those people to take care of our family.
Absolutely.
Member. So for those who don't know anything about cerebral palsy, it affects the brain, but not in such a way to where the brain is like affected, like in delays, if that makes any sense. Like, it's more about muscles. So I'm just going to read the definition of it.
Okay.
Cerebral, or you can say cerebral, we've always said cerebral palsy, is the most common childhood physical disability. It's caused by brain damage to the brain before birth or during infancy. People living with cerebral palsy can have neurological and muscular skeletal problems that affect posture, sensory perceptions, communication, movement, and other functions. So like with Leanne and with Marcy, they can communicate. They're very smart. They just have their own ways of communicating. Neither one of them can walk. They can't sit up by themselves. Their muscles are very, very tense. So when you see someone, their arm is contracted back and very tight. It's muscular. Marcy also has like the spinal thing where it's crooked, scoliosis. And
yes.
there can be a lot of health problems involved. So
does this get worse over time?
It can be if therapies aren't introduced and always done.
Okay.
And I think back in the day, they used to say that the life expectancy was, you know,
it was lower
as it is now, but right. Leanne is like 53. She was 53 at the time of the story, and Marcy is going to be 43 this year.
Okay.
So yeah. So, I mean, the brain is there. There's just not, they just don't communicate the way that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in 2019, Bob and Lorraine, Leanne's parents, they, you know, Leanne's living in this facility. She's been there for like 25 years. They started noticing differences in like the way she was acting. She would be like in pain and she wasn't sleeping good. Her whole demeanor had changed. Normally, Leanne would be like very witty and happy. And it's almost like, as you know, you can just see the wittiness in her face, and you would just have to see it to get it. Like, although, again, you know, although they cannot communicate just like you or I, there's still ways of joking. Like Marcy, when she was always in a wheelchair, we would walk by her and she would stick her leg out to trip people, only certain people.
That's hilarious. So,
right. And then like boys, like there was one certain boy that would come to the house. It was her brother's friend, and she would always make eyes at him, always. So, you know, that kind of stuff makes me think of Leanne. Was she like that? You know?
Yeah.
So Bob and Lorraine, they decided, you know, we need to take her to the doctor, get her checked out, see what's going on. Why is she in this pain and stuff? So they took her to a doctor. They did scans and they found that Leanne had old fractures and new fractures, you know, small ones. I think one was like a tibia, and that's from being handled too roughly. And at this point, she was also diagnosed with osteoporosis, is that the brittle bone disease?
I don't know.
Or the, like, it affects your bones, your spine or something. I'm sorry, I didn't look at that definition, but it affects the bones.
Okay.
And, you know, you become very delicate. And usually, well, most of the time from what I've seen, people with cerebral palsy, because of the skeletal and muscular, there could be deficiencies. So they're very small frame and you need to handle them with care. So Bob and Lorraine, they brought this to the attention of the people at Scope, and they felt dismissed. Like they just weren't being taken seriously. And time went on, and the parents even made signs that said, handle me with care. Handle me, you know, when you pick me up by my arms and my legs, please handle me with care.
Oh my God, that's so sad that they had to do that.
I know. Like, these people should be handling her delicately anyhow, right?
So her personality is dimming, mm-hmm. and she has injuries.
Yeah, and she's in pain.
And no one's listening.
Right.
Okay.
And things were not getting better. Leanne was in so much pain that she had to, like, stay in a wheelchair for 6 months. I mean, she was, like, I'm guessing that, like, Marcy, she would either be in a bed or in a wheelchair. Like I said, you know, she couldn't walk on her own.
Yeah.
Or sit up on her own. But, you know, it's just like, why spending 6 months just in a wheelchair from pain? You can't even lay in the bed. What is going on?
No.
So you know what her parents did? They decided to take it into their own hands, and they put a camera inside of her room.
Oh.
Yes. And going into it, they knew that this could be questionable.
Like
by the law.
Nanny cam, like a teddy bear or something like that?
They just said it was a hidden camera.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just what I pictured in my head. Anyway.
Maybe so. Maybe so. They didn't
Not
really
that it's an important, but yeah.
No, but I mean, it could have been. And over an 18-month time span, Bob and Lorraine, they recorded everything. Leanne's care and... Oh, it's rough. So there was three caretakers. One of them, Lisa Wilson. She was about the age of 25 when all this was going on. Monica Panikzoko. I don't know how to say her last name. I don't give a shit either. She was like around 49. And then Anastasia Maltos. I don't know. Around the age of 21. And then there's another, it sounded like a male to me. All you could hear was his voice. There was no name given, but you can hear the voice off camera. They bullied her. It was like middle school bullying to the extreme. From one of the videos, you can see Lisa. And the reason why I mentioned their ages too is because all these people are old enough to know better.
Yeah.
Way know better. It's not a joke. Lisa was the one you see from the videos doing, they refer to her as the ringleader. And she's the one that you, from what I saw, did the most. you can see her taking like an empty paper towel roll and sticking it in Leanne's mouth. At one point, she sticks her fingers in her mouth. Like, a lot of times people with cerebral palsy, they cannot shut their mouth all the way. So, you know, with the muscles, it just won't shut. And a lot of times they may drool. And so Leanne's laying in the bed and she has her mouth open and Lisa sticks her finger in her mouth.
And why? She makes it,
'cause she's a bitch, a nasty bitch. And it's so hard and I take it so personal, but she makes a joke about how she doesn't have a gag reflex. I don't know why they did this to her. And what's worse is the one nurse or caretaker, Monica, she took care of Leanne for like 17 years. So what did all of a sudden when this... was it all of a sudden or did she always treat her like this? So Monica, there's a video of her and this is during like COVID time. And she's talking to Leanne as Leanne's laying there on the bed. And I think she's like changing her clothes or something. And she's telling Leanne, I might have COVID. And she like leans toward Leanne's face and like spits in her mouth,
oh,
breathes in her mouth and says, now you have it too. I want you to have it too.
Uh-uh.
And then Anastasia, you see her, it's either a broom or a mop. And she has it, like, you can just see the stick part, and she sticks it in Leanne's mouth. And, of course, they're all laughing and stuff. And they're not laughing with Leanne. They're laughing at her. Like, they are laughing with each other. Because one of the things that Lisa said was that it was supposed to be a joke. No, that's not a joke.
No.
Would you do that to someone who was not handicapped? Would you want someone to do that to your child?
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
And then the man that I had talked about where you could just hear his voice, it's at night and Leanne is screaming because she's in pain, I would assume. And the man says, stop yelling, shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Oh my God.
And then you see there's videos too of like where Lisa and Monica and there's somebody else in the video they have blurred out and they're like changing her clothes and they're just like Lisa's just like rolling her around like it's like, you know how like with your toddler, like how you would just kind of like if you're changing their diaper or what have you just kind of like tossle them around or whatever for fun. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm gonna get you or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's something like that, but it's very rough. She's a grown woman, not a baby, for one,
right?
And then that's not the worst of it. The worst of it that I saw is that Monica and Lisa, I think it's just them two, might be somebody else, can't remember. But anyways, they're cleaning Leanne. And one of them says, oh, I just cleaned your vagina with this. Now I'm wiping your face. Now you can smell like vagina. And the rest of the stuff I'm not even going to say because to me, it's the same. It's equivalent to sexual harassment.
Oh my God.
It's disgusting. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
These people are the worst.
That poor girl.
I know. It's like I said, it's bullying to the extreme. So can you imagine when Bob and Lorraine saw these videos?
No.
It's one thing to see your child being tussled around like that. And like them messing with her or, you know, joking around or whatever you want to call it with the stupid paper towel roll. But what they said to her, cleaning her. So Bob and Lorraine, they take the videos to Scope. And the Scope hands the videos over to the police. And where this is happening is in Victoria, Australia. There was a 2-year investigation led by Detective Senior Constable Travis Kinghorn. By the Victoria Police. And he said when he saw the videos, him and his team saw those videos, he said it was confronting. He was shocked. He was horrified and couldn't believe it. The treatment was disgusting. Lisa was fired immediately. And then Monica, mind you, the one who spit in her mouth and said, COVID, like basically saying, like, I hope you get COVID too, because I might have it. Her and Anastasia, they were moved to a different residential facility.
What?
And then, yeah, caring for other patients, right?
Oh my gosh.
It took 6 months for them to get fired. And here's where it gets like worse too, because they were all three charged with, they pled guilty to assault in June of 2022. And then they appealed.
Okay.
They basically won too.
What?
Because, yeah.
They were on video. You can't get any more red-handed than that.
I know. Like, how? I just don't get it. I mean, I know it's a different country and stuff. I don't know the laws, whatever. But how can a man that does vile things to a... How is it any freaking different?
What happened? What did they get?
Oh, my God.
I'm so upset.
So, Monica, she was ordered to write and also to give a verbal apology to Leanne, and that she also needed to donate like money to a charity. It was said that she either donated or she was ordered to donate. I'm not too clear on that fact, but $500 to an animal shelter.
Okay, this is all stupid.
Yeah, why $500 and why an animal
shelter?
This
doesn't even make sense.
No. And if she does that, according to the 60 Minutes episode, if she does that by like August of this year, then her charges will drop. There was no formal charges, like nothing's on the records.
Australia, is this normal?
Right. And then the there's like this it's like a, they call it a watchdog, which you'll hear in the clip, or you maybe you already heard in the clip. It's like this organization that is kind of like there for people with disabilities to make sure that they're not being mistreated or what have you. And
okay, they're like advocates.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So there's this board that said that like Monica and Anastasia are banned for 3 years from working in any kind of like special education care, and then what's her name? Lisa is banned for 5 years. But there's this man that is trying his best. It's Minister Bill Shorten. He's trying his best to ban them for life.
Good.
It's this. Yeah. This organization is called National Disability Insurance Scheme of Australia. So it's also too to help people like, say you need like a wheelchair or something and you just don't have the funds, then they help you get those funds. They help you get finance, you know, just they help you with whatever you need.
Okay.
Whatever it could be. Now, here's what he had to say. He said it left him shocked when the footage was brought to his attention, and he claimed the actions of Leanne's carers were dehumanizing and made him angry. I thought it was just evil. I don't want to believe that there are people who will treat other people in the manner in which I saw in that video. These people acting with such callous indifference to Leanne, it's just shocking. It's cruel. It's a betrayal of Leanne, and it's actually a betrayal of the good people who work in disability. It was shocking. He's so right. There is a new CEO of Scope, and they had her, they were interviewing her on 60 Minutes, and I think she gave comments like in other newspapers that she deeply apologized and that she's committed to making things better for Leanne and for all other residents as well. Now, in the present time, Leanne's mother, she just cannot believe that the trio, that they got such a light sentence. What, you know, even if that's a sentence. But Leanne is suffering from PTSD. Her father said, our happy, affable girl is no longer what she used to be.
It's just she's still there.
Well, she's in a different Scope facility. And I bet that her parents are watching things like a hawk.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that with this new CEO, that management and it trickles down, that things are different. Things are changing. They're taking things seriously, hopefully. What I loved about this interview too, though, the 60 Minutes one, was that Tara Brown, the person who was doing the interview, she asked Leanne about her feelings. And she said, did it destroy your trust in people? And Leanne said, yes. And she said, did you know why they were doing to you what they were doing? And she said, no. So I really love the fact that they gave her the opportunity to tell her side of it, to speak for herself.
And definitely.
Yeah. Just the way that how you're supposed to treat a person. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One good thing that I guess could come out of it, though, is that remember how we were talking about the videos that her parents were afraid to hand over the videos. You know, what could be the repercussion from that? Because it's illegal. Right. So, or is it illegal? I don't know. They weren't sure. But this could be this could mean new change because the court system allowed the video to be included. So this could be a huge thing for people with disabilities that cannot verbally fully communicate. That could be a great thing. And then the last thing that I have before we wrap up is I just have some fun facts about Leanne. She loves the Brisbane Lions. It's an Australian football team. It's kind of like soccer and football, kind of like all in one. Is how I don't know anything about sports, but that's how I would describe it. But she's a big fan. And her mother said that she worries about other people. And Leanne uses a communication board. It's this clear board and it will have like a word and a picture. And then Leanne uses her eyes to answer. So she'll shift her eyes to answer your question or to tell you what she wants.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's all I have. But I can see that Leanne and her mother both are struggling still with this. And I'm hoping that things just get better for them every day. And Leanne's mother just as well was going through a depression episode of, I'm sure she has all the questions in her mind, like, why
they probably
this,
feel
why
guilty
that?
Even though they shouldn't.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You would automatically feel that way.
Yeah, as any parent.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I have a few thoughts on this.
Please say.
One, I am so tired of hearing about caretakers that abuse and daycare workers that abuse. Mm-hmm. Are you in these career paths because you like to abuse people and get away with it? No one's forcing you to do this job. So I don't understand why there are such evil out there. They should never have another job in any caretaker position. I don't care where it is. I wouldn't even let them care for my animal or more or less a human. And I don't mean in 5 years or 3 years. I mean never again. And if I was those parents, I would want to put their videos and blast them all over the media any way I can to make sure that no one wants to hire them ever again.
Yeah. It's unbelievable that that's all that they got. I don't get it.
They
should have jail time. They should be in prison.
They should. Sexual assault. Regular assault and battery. They were so abusive and they got a slap on the wrist.
Now I can understand. I can see Anastasia getting what she got.
You didn't really say what she did. What does she
was the one. She was the one that just, well, I shouldn't say just, but she's the one that took a broomstick or a mop handle and put it in Leanne's mouth.
Okay.
Just from the videos. And it, you know what? What else did they do to her that they didn't show on TV?
Yeah, that reminds me. And I told you when you were telling me you were thinking about covering this one. Mm-hmm. It reminds me, wasn't there a true story where a coma patient ended up pregnant in the facility?
Yeah.
Because like the janitor or somebody was raping her.
Yeah.
While and she's in a coma. Can you imagine coming out of a coma with a kid?
Yeah. And I'm sure he got time.
Like, what is wrong with these people? Yeah, it's very upsetting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw this stuff. You're not really on TikTok much, but I see a lot of things on TikTok with the news and whatever. But there was like this one woman on a school bus abusing autistic kids that were nonverbal, so they couldn't even like cry out for help or anything. Oh, and she's just, you know, elbowing them, stomping on their feet, anything she could do while sitting next to them on the school bus that she could do to hurt them, she was doing. What a horrible person.
Why?
I just don't get it. I don't know. It's very upsetting.
And not that they care, but, you know, the progress that parents and teachers and whoever else they make with people with any form of disability,
mm-hmm.
it just gets erased when people like that do something to them.
Yep. Yeah, sets them back.
Yeah.
Gives them PTSD, and, you know, mm-hmm. they're not the same.
But then again, you know, like Marcy, she is like one of the strongest people that I know. Like, I mean, she's been through so many health issues in her life, and she is like, she's such a strong bitch. Like, yeah. I know I keep going back to her, but I just seriously keep thinking, like, what if that was her? And
right.
I don't even know Leanne, and I just want to. They said that, like, her parents said that, like, if you just come in contact with Leanne, that you would instantly fall in love with her. And I believe it.
Yeah. It's just you put your trust in a facility and the people working there to care for your loved one. Mm-hmm. And when something like this happens, it's just, I don't know.
It's devastating because that's what they're supposed to be there for.
Right. Mm. Well, you said this is called Miranda's, right? Or no, what show
is it? I know. You can, now you're doing what I kept doing. I have both of those things in my head all.
Yeah, that I kept. Weeks. I remember you talking about Miranda's. This is the Australia 60 Minutes episode. Where did you watch that?
On YouTube.
Okay, so there you go. That way, if anyone wants to watch Leanne's story, they can find it on YouTube.
Yes. Her name is Leanne, L-E. A-N-N-E Mackey, and I believe that's M-A-C-K-E-Y.
Okay. All right. Well, there you guys have it. Another episode in the books. Thank you for listening. And Rachel will have a Patreon here very, very soon. We haven't forgotten. It's just the end of the month got here before we knew it. So
yeah, it'll be before the end of the month.
Yeah, so that's like one day.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys, and we'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.